You're listening to the Faith Shaping Podcast for February 26, 2006, sharing faith journeys through authentic Christian living. Thank you for tuning in to another edition of the Faith Shaping Podcast. My name is Tim Nolte, and I'm your host. And if you're new to the podcast, I'd encourage you to check out the other episodes and the website for more information to give you a little background on what this podcast is all about. Only listener comment that I have this week, and this is also an apology to all my listeners, for the audio level once again. Last week, I kind of engaged in something new, having a guest on the podcast. I'm not used to that, and so I kind of found myself basically getting wrapped up in the discussion and not realizing that I had a microphone in front of me. So I apologize for that initial release of the podcast. I think I did kind of get that fixed. I spent a little time kind of tweaking the audio on that, trying to even things out a little bit, so that made it a bit easier to catch everything that was said. So I will work on checking the entire podcast before I put it out there in the future. I was just trying to, things got late, the weekend got late, and the podcast ended up getting out a day late, and so I was in a real rush to get that off and going, and there were just some other things in there that I wasn't used to, so I'm still kind of learning as I go here with this podcast, and so I appreciate your guys' patience and understanding in that. And this week's topic is the semicircle, which is rest. I'm talking about rest and working from rest and abiding in Christ in your day, in your week, and through just the different seasons of life as they come along. And before we get into that, I do want to say that this podcast is not always going to be following the Passionate Life book. I kind of got to thinking about that today. I've kind of been just going along and, you know, picking the next shape in the life shapes, and that's my topic. And I also want to take opportunities in this podcast to be able to just share maybe just what's going on in my life around the time of the podcast, and maybe even what's going on in other people's lives and as it pertains to their faith and their spiritual walk. And how God is teaching them and growing them closer to Him. So I'm not going to be just looking at the faith shapes and just kind of spewing back basically what that says. Everybody out there has the ability to read on their own what the Passionate Life book is all about and the life shapes, and they're able to interpret that themselves. But I do want to just communicate a real sense of how I'm doing in the area of the life shapes, how other people that I know are doing in the area of the life shapes, and how they're actually applying those to their lives. And God has really blessed me this week with, in one hand, it doesn't necessarily seem like a blessing, but I count it as a blessing that He's really given me an opportunity to see the semicircle, and having a lack of rest at work, how that was playing out in my life, and then also the opportunity of coming off of a weekend of actually having some real rest. And I tell you, I do feel rejuvenated after getting away and spending some time with family and being able to get some just physical rest, but also just a sense of just being able to have the quiet times in the car where God can just use those times through some messages that I was listening to teach me and grow me. And I thank Him for those opportunities. It can be very easy to get caught up in the busyness of life and not stop and take moments to let God teach you and speak to you. And, you know, the semicircle, it's talking about rest, and you can picture the semicircle as a pendulum. Moving from working to resting. And a pendulum is not something that goes around in a complete circle. This is not like the learning circle where you start at those Kairos moments and move around and come back to Kairos moments and kind of a slinky. This is a semicircle that's a pendulum that's moving from work, excuse me, from rest to work and back from work into rest. And that is a rhythm of life that we need to, that we are called to be following. And, you know, one thing that I've experienced, even more, well, farther back than even just this past week, but is the danger of getting caught up in the busyness of life. Towards the end of January, I kind of had a little bit of a meltdown. I was getting caught up in the doings of life and committing myself to doing all these things for people, which are not bad things. And one of my downfalls is the inability to say no and be able to clearly see my limits. I want to give everyone the world, be able to do whatever I can for people. And I'm not saying that in any kind of a boastful way. I'm saying that in a very humbling way, because that is a downfall of mine. It's a downfall in the sense that I do not know how to say no and know my limits. And it's very easy for me to overcommit myself and overextend myself to where I am running myself ragged. And in the end, those people that I've committed to doing things for suffer. My results aren't as good as they can be. And that's very hard for me, because I'm also a very big perfectionist naturally as well. And so I've got all these things and I want to do my very best at them and be perfect at them. And that's just not reality. God has been working on me this past month, and I've had just some wonderful prayer and just help from people that I know, people around me. And I just thank them for that. And I've been getting better at that. But now there again, this past week, I was suffering from kind of a rest deficiency, if you could say it that way. I came off of a weekend where I really, it was kind of a nervous weekend for me, and kind of not unexpected, but not knowing what to expect, and kind of an unknown and different place. And I was not able to get good, just physical rest. And to my mind, I think was probably kind of put into high gear. And so I wasn't even really able to get very good just mental rest. And that played out, that kind of carried out into the entire week. And I suffered the entire week from just feeling a lack of rest and feeling like I was busy. I had, you know, the podcast to get out and praise team to get ready for and youth group on Wednesday. And then we had game night on Thursday, and then I was heading down to my parents. So I needed to make sure, once again, I got everything, you know, laundry done and all this stuff so I could make the trip on Friday to go down to my parents. And it was just, it was a crazy week. A lot of things going on at work, and I just felt totally just kind of just ragged. And on top of that, because of my tiredness, I wasn't able to get up as early as I wanted to. I wasn't able to have that much needed time in the morning of devotions. I did maybe a couple times, and it wasn't that I was kind of forgetting about God. I mean, boy, I tell you, those mornings I was like, oh man, I didn't get my time with God in. And I was thinking about him and just, you know, kind of praying to God, just help me to get some rest tonight. Help me to. And, oh, I don't know. I wasn't getting good rest this week, and it was just, things were kind of piling on top of each other. And yeah, I was feeling ragged, and I was feeling that loss of my time with God. And I could definitely see the effects of that. And I mean, the whole week wasn't entirely bad. I mean, I had some good times to kind of just kick back a little bit. You know, the game night isn't really anything that's a high stress thing. I did have an opportunity after praise team to spend some good time with a youth out for dinner. We just had a good conversation, and it was good to kind of just you know, let your hair back, so to speak, and you know, kind of take it easy and kind of hear the busyness that goes on in the lives of youth today. And anyways, the time I had this weekend really was one of rest. And I tell you, I have come back rejuvenated, filled up spiritually with some conversations I've had even today, and in some messages I had a chance to listen to church this morning, and just some podcasts that I was listening to on the way down and the way back. And it was just good to have some just natural rest time with my family where there wasn't any expectation to do anything other than just kind of take it easy with my family. I mean, it was wonderful. And I definitely feel ready to go into this week. And there are things that I'm going to need to do. And, you know, one of the things, too, that comes into being able to have rest is being able to correctly prioritize your life, you know, and putting those times of rest as a priority, planning on having those times of rest. And that comes into, you know, my own faults of overcommitting myself at times. I need to say, you know what? I need to set aside time that's just for me and time for me and God. You know, and as I was kind of briefly looking over the Passionate Church book, which I just got that, and I kind of skipped ahead to the semicircle to see what it was talking about in there. And, you know, it brought up the fact that we are created to operate in this working from rest. If you look at as far as how God created us, he created us on the sixth day, and then he rested. So he created us, and then, I mean, we were there, we rested. And after the seventh day, that's when our work began. And so, despite, you know, people, a lot of times we get caught up in this idea that, you know, we're supposed to go through the week and then, you know, we're supposed to have rest on the weekends. You know, it's interesting, you know, despite the ability to kind of change your calendar around, if you look at calendars, the calendar is made up that Sunday is the first day of the week. You know, that's kind of interesting because Sunday, the Sabbath, day of rest, is the beginning of the week. You know, I don't know that we really ever pay attention to that. We kind of think Sunday is being a part of our weekend at the end of the week, when in reality, no, that's the beginning of our week. That's the rest before we begin our work week. And so we're supposed to take that Sunday, that is to be our rest time, and we're supposed to work from that, you know. And actually, it's kind of interesting that we have this, you know, weekend Saturday, Sunday, because the reality of it, you know, God worked 6 days and then took a day off, you know. And so for us to, you know, work 5 days and then we kind of have 2 days off, but, you know, we're really, Sunday is the beginning of the week and that's starting us off. And, you know, Saturdays for a lot of people are the opportunities for us to be productive in our own homes and not do our regular jobs 9 to 5, you know, having time to devote to family and, you know, taking care of our houses and things like that, you know. But, it's just interesting how, you know, we tend to forget the importance of beginning our week with rest, you know. And the thing of it is, too, is it's not just our weeks, it's our days. When you look at, when I was reading through the Passionate Church book, it talked about, if you look at Genesis, and when the fall happened, and Jesus was walking, or it's not, excuse me, not Jesus, when God was walking in the garden, it kind of gave an indicator there that this wasn't just a one-time thing. This was occurred often, you know, probably on a daily basis. And this was in the late afternoon too. You know, this wasn't necessarily starting our day off. This wasn't an early morning walk with God. And, you know, that brings up an interesting thought as I've you know, thought about, you know, my morning devotions. And, you know, back here at youth group these past few weeks, we've been talking about having a 24/7 faith. And, you know, we talked briefly about starting your day off with, you know, thinking about God first and carrying that out throughout the day, which is very good. I mean, one of the verses is pray continually, you know, all the time, not just at particular times. You know, and we're supposed to have a faith that's an ongoing faith, that we're not, it's not just at certain times. But, you know, there was this time that was set aside specifically each day where Adam and Eve had with God. And that's something that we all need to have, is that time to come away and rest and abide in Him. And He let Him teach us and fill us up and prepare us for the work He would have us to do. You know, that's something that I've kind of thought about too, is the work that we do daily, whatever it may be. You know, I'm doing computer work daily, and while it's kind of for ministry, you know, it wouldn't have to be, but that work that we're doing, whatever it is, the reality of it is that should be where God's calling us to be. You know, I mean, that's what I think. You know, whatever job we're doing, that's where God's calling us to be, and that's where He's calling us to serve and be fruitful. Really, in a way, that's can be our mission field, depending upon where we're at. You know, building those relationships with the people we work with, and being productive, and God calls us to be fruitful and multiply. We're supposed to be productive. That be fruitful and multiply does not just mean have a bunch of kids and fill the earth with people. That's talking about, being fruitful, producing fruit, being productive in our daily lives. So daily we need to be having that time where God can fill us up, teach us, and have rest time. We can kind of get away from the everyday things of life and go to God and give ourselves over to Him, and we can rest in that. God is a God of rest, and He can give us the things that this world cannot give us. We think of, you know, the things that the world tries to give us as things of rest. You know, oh, go to a day spa, and those things definitely can be restful times. But, you know, in one sense, I mean, I kind of feel a lot of those things are just selfish. You know, this is something to satisfy my own needs. Where's God in that? You know, I mean, I'm not saying that those are bad things, but we need to have times to spend with God so that we can rest in Him. And, you know, we daily, weekly, monthly, we need to be looking for those opportunities where we can come away with God and, you know, join Him in the garden, if you want to think of it that way. And that's something that I definitely need to work on. You know, I think about this weekend that I had, this is kind of my monthly, opportunity to kind of get away and have some time with God. And it was this weekend. I love being able to be in the car for 3 hours and, you know, I can have music going or something, or maybe some podcasts. That is time that, I'm just kind of there open for God's teaching, and I just love those opportunities. Despite the tendency that to sound like that, you know, oh, I got this long car ride, you know, the same old trip. I'm thankful for those times that I have to kind of get away and just spend time with God. And, you know, kind of, I guess, in keeping with this whole aspect of rest, I'm looking to keep this podcast pretty short. And I think I'm going to kind of leave things there. I would really like to hear your thoughts on this whole concept of rest. You know, I was actually thinking about, as I was reading the book, it talked about, you know, we become human doings, not human beings, rather than we're getting all wrapped up in doing things. And, you know, it talked about being driven to be fruitful. And that's what our driving force is to be productive. And, you know, in the workplace, I mean, there's always this demand for, you know, being more productive and giving more of your time. And, you know, it's kind of interesting. I kind of thought about the book, The Purpose-Driven Life. And, you know, that title, you know, up until now, just, you know, made sense. It's talking about, you know, having purpose in your life. But when I kind of brought that title in, when that title came to mind in the perspective of, you know, busyness and having rest, I thought, I don't know if I like that title. The Purpose-Driven Life seems like you have this life that's totally devoted to this active involvement in your purpose in life, which is true, but it almost seems like it's forgetting the aspect of rest, the times we need to get away and maybe refocus and come to God and ask Him, what is our purpose? I mean, I've been through the Purpose-Driven Life book, and it's a great book, something that I haven't even thought I really ought to, you know, listen back through. And, you know, we kind of talked about this last week, but the things we learn on a daily basis, weekly, whatever, things we continually have to come back and relearn. It just amazes me, you know, how easy it is for things to slip our minds and forget. But anyways, that title of The Purpose-Driven Life kind of struck me as a little odd. I almost, you know, would rather see a different title for that book. I know there's a subtitle to that book. It's escaping me at the moment. But anyways, so before I start rambling on here more, the podcast is getting to be about the length that I would like to keep it to anyways. And I've got a little bit of production to do before I get to bed and try and continue in this spirit of rest and be prepared for the week. And I want to thank you again for taking the opportunity to listen to my ramblings. got a little bit of a tickle in my throat this episode as well, and trying to battle that a little bit. But next week topic, you know, I guess the next life shape is the triangle, and we'll see if that's a topic that I actually bring up or not. Excuse me. And so that's probably going to be the next topic, but we'll see. There's some other things going on in my life as well that I might take an opportunity to share about. We'll see. And maybe I'll even have a special guest on next week. I'm not sure. Don't have anything planned. I enjoyed having, you know, another voice on the podcast last week. I really hope you guys enjoyed having the opportunity to maybe kind of hear from somebody different besides myself. I hope that you enjoyed listening to Vanessa. I know I had a good conversation with her. I really enjoyed that myself. I don't have any promos. I think I already said that, but I do encourage you to check out the website. And you know, that Frapper map hasn't gotten a lot of additional pinpoints put on it. So if you're a listener, click on that little thing. It talks about the Frapper map. It'll take you to that website. It'll say, you know, type in your name, type in your location, and if you're a guy or girl, and stick that pinpoint on there. I'd like to know who my listeners are. I mean, some of my statistics tell me that, you know, I've got some different listeners out there. Who they are, I'm not exactly sure. I would like to get feedback from those of you that are listening, even just to say, hey, Tim, thanks for the podcast. Enjoyed it, whatever. You know, I really would like to know who my listeners are and get to know you guys. And, you know, I'd really love to be able to even get into some dialogue with some of my listeners and see what their thoughts are on the life shapes, just kind of authentic Christian living and, you know, living an authentic life. Excuse me, authentic Christian life and just this faith journey that we're all on. At least those of us that are claiming Christ as our Savior. And anyways, so check that out. Thank you once again for this opportunity to share with you what's on my heart. And God bless.